up a time, a little tailor was busy stitching a fine coat. He began to feel hungry, so he put some jam on the piece of bread. Some leaf flies came buzzing around and landed on the jam. "Go away," shouted the little tailor to the frost. Bread he hid, then was his hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, cried the little tailor. "I have killed 7 at one blow. Every man's bear hear about this." So the man himself a bell said, "Stick a bit in big red letters. I am much too brave to be a little tailor," he said, as he put on the batter. "Now I am going to tell the bird that what I did." So off they went down the road. After a while, the little tailor sat down under the tree to rest. Soon two of the king's men came riding by. 7 at one blow," they said. "You must be very brave. Come with us to see the king. He needs someone like you." "7 at one blow," cried the king. "Maybe you can help me. There are two geese who live down by the river. They kill everyone they meet. If you can kill them, I will let you marry the princess, and I will give you half my kingdom." "Show me where they are," said the little tailor. The king's men rode with him down to the river. "Jump, jump, jump, jump." The kid welcoming the little tailor picked up some down and quickly climbed up a big tree. When the kids came to the tree, they lay down and went to sleep. Plop! The little tailor jumped a stone on the red gage's nose. "Stop that!" shouted the red gage to the green gage. Plop! The little tailor dropped other stone on the red gage's nose. "Stop that!" roared the red cage. Then the gage jumped up and began the feast. They picked up two small trees. They hit each other to part with the trees, and they both fell till the gage did. The little tailor went to see the king again. "The king's are dead," he said, "but the king said, before you can marry the pixies, I want you to do something else. You must kill the great wild boar that lives in the forest." "So where it is," said the little tailor. The king's men rode with him into the forest. Soon they heard the great wild boar coming towards them. Crash, 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 crash. The little tailor turned around. He saw the bad heart, the round inside, but the great wobble rushed in after him. Just the time the little tailor jumped out of the window, he ran around to the hot dog and set me its shoot. The great wobble was jumped inside. The king went in and killed it. The little tailor went to see the king again. "The guests and the great wild boar are all dead," said the little tailor. "Now I want to marry the princess." "Said yes," said the king. "You are a very brave man. Then I will let you marry the princess, and you can have half my king." So the brave little tailor married the pixies, and they lived happily ever after.